It's Thursday, July the 3rd, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. Passenger demand climbed 5% in May this year compared to that of last year. According to the International Air Transport Association, the organization's Lyndon Burns says international travel drove the increase, with Asia-Pacific leading the surge, while domestic travel saw slower growth at just 2%.
African Airlines saw a 9.5% year-on-year increase in demand, and they expanded capacity by 6.2%. By doing so, they achieved a 74.9% passenger load factor. That's just under three quarters of the available capacity actually being taken up in the market. The most predominant growth was a 15.9% increase in demand on the Africa-Asia international corridor, which has proven to be the world's fastest growing in May this year. Africa currently accounts for about 2.2% of the total global market.
The Education Ministry says the free education promise still faces hurdles, noting that tuition is free, but rising enrollment and limited infrastructure put pressure on schools. Minister Sanet Steenkamp says the growing demand calls for more funding and broader support, adding that this is vital to maintaining quality learning for all children.
The main problem that we have right now in terms of free education is the fact that so many people inquire and want to know which courses will be funded or can they also be exempted from application fees. And we say application fees is a minimal fee. All the students must continue to pay application fees. But in terms of the priority areas, that will only be communicated by August as to what will be funded and only after it has been presented to Cabinet. So right now, people want information that we cannot give them because it's a process that you cannot rush, because it's only registration and only tuition fees that will be free.
Members of Parliament have expressed concern about the National Assembly's lengthy recess from July to September. In this report by News on One's Beatrice Samutenya for One Africa TV, some lawmakers fear this extended break could result in the year ending without any laws being tabled since the 8th Parliament was inaugurated in March.
Affirmative repositioning leader Job Amopanda criticized the recess, questioning the effectiveness of President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah's business unusual pledge.
Down the line, about 4 months since we elected, the executive have not tabled a single legislation. It basically means that there is real possibilities that the year 2025 will pass, will go by without a single law being passed by the 8th Parliament.
Continentally, a Ugandan military helicopter deployed with the African Union peacekeeping mission in Somalia crashed at Mogadishu Airport yesterday, killing 5 passengers. A Ugandan military spokesperson told Reuters that 3 of the helicopter's 8 occupants survived but suffered severe injuries and burns. The crash caused munitions on board to detonate, damaging nearby structures and injuring 3 civilians. Internationally, the White House has confirmed that the U.S. has frozen the shipment of some air defense and precision-guided weapons that were on track to be sent to Ukraine. And as Arcade Fisher reports from Washington, officials further mentioned that the decision followed an assessment of U.S. stockpiles.
The White House says the decision was made to put America's interests first, following a Defense Department review of the U.S.'s military support to other countries. It was not immediately clear whether other shipments of weapons would be released or how much was being paused. The Pentagon's policy chief said that the military is continuing to provide Mr. Trump, quote, with robust options to continue military aid to Ukraine, consistent with his goal of bringing this tragic war to an end.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.